So, yeah. So, we were talking of bitachon, obviously. And the basis of bitachon is the clarity of the emes of the world, the truth of the world, which is that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He is the one who guides the world and doesn't only guide the world as one unit, but guides every individual. He gives it to life, and he's aware of everything we're doing, and we're constantly interacting with him, which is what we call Hashgacha Pratis. So today we're gonna be starting the Perek Sheni, which is page Tov Kuf Pei. If you have the Sefer Chelek Beis of Alishur, he says the Segula of Klal Yisrael, the special nature of Klal Yisrael came about by the revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah. That was the time that Hashem revealed himself in a fashion that everybody saw it. As a Makos, splitting of the Yam, and the voice of Hashem coming out to 2 million people. Now, Sinai, all of those are one time in history events. And in between, he says it was Parshas Hamon, which basically is an issue of Amunah every day. Christ was living off a daily nace, a daily miracle. They had no sustenance. They were in the Midbar. And every morning they'd go up and go out and collect the money. So he brings a Chazal that says that Omer and Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kedayu Amunah She'eminu Bi She'ekru Lemesayam. HaKadosh Baruch says that for me it's enough, and they are worthy of explaining the answer because of the Amunah that they had. They didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu, how are we going to the Midbar? We don't have food to eat. They believed and they went with him. And that's what it says, and we say it every Rosh Hashanah, is, I remember the chesed and the ava that you showed me, that you went after me into the Midbar. That shows that we had it clear what Hashem is. We're going to go after him into the Midbar. We trusted him completely. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I once asked, I said it somewhere, I don't remember where, but I asked the Mashgiach, Kol Tozer, and the Rosh Gedalia Eisman, Maisa says that everybody was Ayiv Davar Zohar at that time, so, and the Memtes Shari Tumah, the class was in a very low level, so what was a defining factor of who's the tzaddik, who's the rasha. We know the Rishon didn't go out of Mitzrayim. They died Makas Choshech. And he said the Nakuda was the ones that were willing to go out, those were the tzaddikim. In other words, the fact that I'm willing to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that defines me as a tzaddik that is worthy of all the nisim. When a person starts forgetting about Hashem and thinks he can manage by himself, then he loses that special nature. So, we said before Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Hashem Yilochem Lachem Batem Tacharishon. Rashi really brings an amazing explanation. Moshe Rabbeinu was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a natural thing to do when you're in a case of a tzoras, and then you cry to Hashem. Hashem answers, "Don't. It's not a time for tefillah now. It's time for you to do actions." So he says that this is a unique situation in the Torah that we see that there was no room for tefillah. So he brings from the Vilna Gaon that says that the level of the revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf was so lofty, it was above the level of tefillah. it's Hanhoga called what we say in the first Baruch of Shemon Esrei, Keir Elyon, because Baruch Hu is above the entire physical world, even above the world, Tfilas. And he says, this Hanhoga Mevia Me'ovis HaKdoshim Ad the Gula Achreina, the man Shemui, the man Hashem. Hashem is doing it for the revelation of his name to the world. The Mali Man the final Ka'ula will also be the man Hashem, that Hashem wants, has his goal to reveal himself to the entire world. The whole world will see the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that revelation to this world is the highest revelation of Ahava to Klal Yisrael. Showing I'm changing all laws of nature just for you. So he's saying, if Hashem is about to show tremendous Ahava to us, tefillah is not the right thing. Tefillah is a display of connection to Hashem. We're asking, we realize that He runs the world. That it's not, and we're asking for Rachmanis. But there's something higher than that. The fact that we show Hashem that we're willing to jump into the Yamsuf, we're doing an act of Ava. I trust you so much, Hashem. I'm not waiting for you to answer my tefillahs. I'm just jumping into the Yamsuf. That is a sign of pure Ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. And, the Maisa, I said a little bit more than the Vilna Gaon said. He's going to explain this eventually. The Vilna Gaon really more said is that this is a tremendous galus of Abba Vakadosh Baruch Hu, and Christ will don't have to daven. Then he brings the Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmud of Vilna Gaon, Mechaim Loshna, that says, of Kriyas Yamsav, Hashem said to Moshe, Matitza Galai, but Kiloime, do tell you, Milsa. That they're in this level, they're going to be talking, like I mentioned a minute ago, that they're going to go into the Yamsuf without being afraid. That's going to be the schus that's going to cause the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the way the Mashgiach of Olven builds it is, it sounds like a steer. Because the Vilna Gaon seems to be saying, Hashem is displaying such Ava, and he's saying, you don't have to do anything, I'll take care of it all by myself. And Chaim Elosha seems to be saying that Hashem is saying, that you have to do an act. He's not saying you don't have to do anything. You have to jump into the Yamsuf. So basically he's saying that on the surface it sounds a little bit contradictory. The Vilna Gaon says, don't do anything, I'm going to take care of everything. And Chaim Elosha is saying, you have to show this act of bitachon. Don't dive in, jump into the water. So he says, obviously there's no machlokes over here. And he says, that basically what we said before, that what Hashem is saying is tefillah is not the right thing over here. Over here you need something higher than tefillah, an act of bitachon. And that fits in very nicely, like we said before. Hashem is showing, I'm about to do this act of tremendous ava. I'm caring for you in a way that I never do it. I'm changing all the laws of nature for you. And we have to connect to that Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu by showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm willing to jump into the water if that's what you tell me to do, because I'll do anything for you. And that's an example of the highest level of Klal Yisrael reached. It's basically a supernatural level, because on the natural means a person would never jump into the water. When the Kesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong, it overrides the natural feelings. And it causes us and gives us ability and the courage and the desire to do the Ratz Hashem and Mokash Bainis. This is better than these parshas we're reading about Avram Avinu. And that is one of the messages we're getting constantly. Avram Avinu, the Rambam says, he's one of the few people that describes this, Oy Havi, the one that loves me so much. How did Avraham Avinu display this love? You see, time and again, in every story, he did not care about anything other than the Ratzon Hashem. Nothing deterred him. He was one person against the world. But if he felt that the Ratzon Hashem will do it, make a war against our world, or break the idols, and he's the only person not worshiping idols. He was never politically correct. And the beauty of Avraham Avinu, of those stories, is that we started this parasha, the Chabad Chaim pointed out, Nesi Elokim Ata B'Seichenu. They all recognize him as being the Nesi, like a king, sent by God. He became respected by the entire world. And this is something we have to understand, we have to know for our own lives. But so many times, we sometimes apologize, we're a little embarrassed. And about our religious beliefs when they're not politically correct. No. If you show clearly that your values are values that you'll do anything for, people respect it. Throughout history, it's been like that. And that's what we have to understand, that that's what life is all about. The values we have are the things that are most important to us. And we're willing to do anything for them. The more we show Kosh Boh, we're willing to do anything for the values. Hashem is a special shmira. Even if you notice, the last few months, I don't know if it was the right thing that they did, and made such publicity for it. But Chaim Kanievsky clearly said, we cannot close down the yeshivas, not the chadorim. In the beginning, people thought that he missed the boat. He didn't miss the boat. He was aware. And he was even had doctors speaking to him about the situation. But his clear opinion was that it's because nefesh for the Olam HaTorah to keep the yeshivas open and the chadorim open. And the amazing thing is that people followed, and Baruch Hashem, nothing bad came out of it. Only good came out of it. Saving these young boys, and it was even sad to Shemaya that supernaturally many of the yeshivas that were closed off and shouldn't have got sick. Like in one day, somebody came in and got the whole place sick. One yeshiva, 600 kids got sick within a few days. They're very likely sick, and now they passed it. And they don't even have anything on their head. They can learn with peace of mind. And Baruch Hashem, they were in their confined area until they got better and didn't affect anybody adversely. That's it. When in the beginning, it doesn't always look, you're not clear what's going on, but Baruch Hashem, leaders like this that give us this type of clarity. And once again, there's certain things we can't take on by ourselves. You need a great person to do it. But in our own lives, we always have to think, we always have nesiyonis and the different things. Am I making compromising on my religion? Am I compromising the energy I'm putting into my avodas Hashem, or the money I'm putting into the avodas Hashem? Anything that I have in my ability to do. I mean, really using what I can to mechazik myself, mechazik other people. Or I'm afraid to do it, to make that move. That's what it's about. Yeah, so this is what he's saying. That was the Kala Yisrael Shoed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings another Vilna Goyin, Shir HaShirim. Yoynosi b'chag v'yasel v'seis ha-madreg harines marayich ha-shmines koylech. Chazal say the Klal Yisrael, when they went into the Yamsuf, they were like a yoyna, a dove, pigeon, that ran away from a bird that was attacking it. And it went into some side of a mountain. There's a little cave over there to try to run away from the bird. And it's about to go into the cave. And the poor little bird sees there's a snake inside the cave. He doesn't know what to do. That's what Klai saw at the same time. It's rhyme from one side, and the other side was the Yamsuf. Hashem said, Harine is Merayich. Show me your real beauty, which means your beauty is that you have the ability to have that level of Bitotan. That's what's beautiful in the eyes of Hashem, that behavior of having the clarity so we could be with Hashem and we can go with Hashem. And just don't despair that there's no way to go. Hashem is saying, go into the Yam, we go into the Yam. That's when Nachshon jumped into the Yamsuf. So basically, that's what both Vilna Gaon and Chaim Volozhin are saying. The tefillah in this situation was not enough. We need that act of bitachon. Tefillah has a certain level of bitachon, because if you don't believe in Hashem, and you don't believe Hashem can change things, why daven to Him? So it definitely means something. And it's a very powerful thing. It's one of the powerful things we have. But an act based on bitachon is even more than that. Yeah. And this is the thing. When he jumped into the Yamsa, it was not an act of desperation. It was an act of bitachon. In an act of desperation, they just sit around and say, you know, we don't know what to do. Whatever happens, happens. So that's the thing that throughout life, I'm starting tough Kuf Pei Beis, the next page. It says that we always have different times to make these decisions, what to do Torah, what to do Ra, do good or do bad. He says the concept of Yechida. Yechida is the highest level of the Neshama. It's a world of clarity. When it's Yochid, just like Hashem is Yochid, the type of Hashem is also Yochid. That is clarity. There's only one way to go in life, like Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person, in the course of his life, his goal is to make more and more things obvious. You know, a person who's not from Shemir Shabbos is not obvious. A person who's Shemir Tzimit, Shemir Shabbos becomes obvious. But then there's so many other things that are not so obvious. Shemir Saloshin, Kavon Ratzila, Vimra Tzaira, Chasodin, Stoke, all different things. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I know people sometimes they say, I don't know what Hashem wants. And I think to myself, why don't you just look in the Shulchan Aruch? And if a person is doing something against the Shulchan Aruch, why does he have sfeikus? But not everybody has the courage even to open up the Shulchan Aruch. But even if we open up the Shulchan Aruch, but to little by little give us more clarity where to put our efforts into and how much to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in the tefillah, Yachid levaveinu le'avav yoshimecho. Our thoughts and desires should be focused for the love and the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do that, but we will never be in a state of embarrassment. Yeah, so that's what we're saying, that the greatness of Claudius is this point. We showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu the greatness when we jumped in the Yamsuf. But everybody in his day-to-day life has different opportunities of showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm with you. I know there's a lot of reasons why I shouldn't be with you. That's only the reason I shouldn't be used, because I'm taking into account things outside of the Ratzon Hashem. If I focus on the Ratzon Hashem, then it gives me courage to do things. And it brings the Yadda Shemaya. Maybe something we should, in the course of the week, when we say Ava Rabba, we have a little more kavan in those words. Yachid lo v'veinu l'hava l'yo shemecha. Work and my heart be focused on Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem starts from appreciating all the wonderful things Hashem does for me. Instead of focusing on all the things that I do not have, focus on what I do have. And look at the beautiful world that Hashem has put into me. Look at the fact that He created me as a member of Klal Yisrael, the only nation that was given the Torah and Mitzvahs. And that I'm a full member of Klal Yisrael, never, because so many members of Klal Yisrael don't even realize what they have. We know what we have. We realize what we have. With that, the more we think about that, the Yachin of Aveno, I want my desires to be guided by that. By the fact that I know that Hashem is in charge of everything. I know that Hashem is taking care of me. And as I make certain decisions, I'll make sure I do them right. I won't make those mistakes that I'll eventually regret. I know the chaver, I know the mokim, whatever it may be. Yeah, we should be zeichet to a week of tremendous Yad Shemaya, a beautiful week. Okay, said in Shabbat, it says, Chaim Yofim, Yofi. It's a beautiful life. There's nothing more beautiful than that life of feeling that I'm constantly in the hands of Hashem. And all I have to do is show Hashem that I'm with Him. Yeah. Shabbat, good to Vach.
Amen. Shabbat. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Shabbat. Good to you.